right now to introduce Sky Trapi, who is our second speaker. Sky.
Thank you. Mine is actually going to be a speech, and then afterwards you can ask questions. 40 years ago, in Greenwich Village, New York, a group of people, tired of being harassed and assaulted by the police, decided to make a stand to say enough is enough. They were no longer pleading for acceptance, but demanding equality. They were no longer prepared to feel intimidated, ashamed of who they were. They took to the streets, walking with pride and being visible. Gay pride was born. A bigger percentage of the Stonewall rioters were from ethnic minority and transgendered people. 40 years on, and gay pride is largely a white, male, carnival of hedonism, and ethnic minorities are still fighting for visibility and acceptance, and the right to be African and gay, Asian and gay, Caribbean and gay, human and transgender. Growing up in Zimbabwe, in Southern Africa, as a female, I was irrelevant. As a lesbian, I was non-existent. Homosexuality was nowhere to be seen. Not one single portrayal anywhere of gayness, of queerness, of lesbianism combined with Africanness. Zimbabwe, as of most of Africa, follows a patriarchal, macho society with clearly defined roles for men and women. This combined with the fact that community and family are of greater importance than the individual. All the people feel the pressure to live up to the expectations of the family and community. When one does not live up to these expectations or roles, one is seen as a threat and end of bringing change to the family. Family is everything in Zimbabwean culture as it is in African culture. The extended family and the wider community have immense power and have a say in the ability to succeed. Your access to employment, education, and your life. Without the support of family in Africa, it is simply not possible to survive. In some cases, this importance placed on family and community can be immensely positive as long as you as an individual do not fall outside the accepted perceived norm. As a visible lesbian in this society, your sexuality could be punishable by corrective rape, imprisonment, detention, honor killings, public robbing, banning, and forced marriage. You cannot discuss the culture of any African country without acknowledging the effects that 100 years of intrusive European political, social, cultural, and economic rule has had on this country. Prior to European involvement in Africa, there is evidence of same-sex union being tolerated, understood, and acknowledged to European traditional cultures. There were boy wives and female husbands, and they were all pregnant, and they are still all pregnant in oral traditions. For example, there are case studies of largely secret same-sexual lives of women in at least 6 countries that I've heard of, which shows that they are silenced, traditional, and institutionalized ways in which African women contract same-sex relations across the ages, namely women marriages among the Kamba women of Kenya and ancestral marriages of traditional healers, which we call sangomas, in South Africa and Southern Africa, Zimbabwe included. Within its laws, in one hand, and Bible of condemnation in the other, colonialism wiped away the old African, and the old African world, and the new world is a consequence of European colonial rule. An old African world is gone, and the new world is a consequence of European colonial rule. Contrary to popular belief, colonialism did not bring about homosexuality. Rather, colonialism brought about homophobia and Victorian laws regarding Victorian definitions of sexual identity. The British may be gone, but their laws are still in place, and Africans today try to understand their fluid, complex sexual identity through the language of Victorian labeling. They hold that Christianity has over Africa cannot be underestimated. Of late years, this has taken on a new level of extremism, fueled and financed by the ever-growing power of right-wing American evangelists. This tidal wave of extremist fundamental religious zealots has dug a witch hunt across many African countries against LGBTI people, such as the tabling of the Ugandan bill, the high-profile imprisonment of LGBTI and perceived LGBTI individuals, the endemic soaring statistics of corruption rate in South Africa, where it is estimated that at least 10 perceived lesbians a week are raised in the belief of curing them of their lesbianism. And hence, in African society, where lesbians exist, transgender exist, gay men exist, bisexual people exist, cross-dressers exist, intersex people exist, they are invisible and forced to live in the closet or the distant. I am a refugee. Now imagine my shock when seeking asylum in the UK, in a society where there is a law to protect people like me. My passport and only source of ID was withheld by the Home Office for about 7 years. I suffered discrimination, homophobia, prejudice and injustice in the hands of the law. I was detained. Discrimination on the ground of my race and sexuality. I also suffered racism, homophobia and exclusion from the gay community and mainstream society. As it appears, no one believes that it is possible to be gay and black. I am not just these labels, however, gay and black. I am a human being, fighting a war against my sexuality. Like the people of Stonewall, right? I am tired of persecution, harassment, invisibility, and discrimination. Modern-day gay pride seems to have forgotten its political roots, and people such as me who have been forced to flee from their countries, people such as the UDC Melani gang raped and murdered in South Africa, pride is forgotten people like Mahmoud Askari and Ayaz Mahmoud crying solely for being gay in Iran. Pride has forgotten Stephen and Tiwanda in prison for loving each other in Malawi. Pride has forgotten South African lesbians Sikakele, Sigasa, and Salame Masua, who were murdered in execution style. Pride, I feel, has forgotten these people. Yes, yes, we should celebrate the freedom achieved, but also not forgetting to fight alongside our brothers and sisters still without this freedom. As Noise Image, which I co-founded with my partner, a human rights organization that collaborates art and activism and directs action in an attempt to respond and expose these issues, we took our stand at London Pride, carrying coffins, black coffins draped in rainbow flags, an image to symbolize death penalty for homosexuality in about 8 states, which are Yemen, Iran, Mauritania, Sudan, north of Nigeria, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, and part of Somalia, to symbolize imprisonment, homophobia, forced marriage, exclusion of trans people, transphobia, collective rape, detention, deportation, the plight of LGBT and asylum seekers, the bureaucracy of the immigration system, and to symbolize the death of pride. The fight should continue till all human beings have the freedom and right to love whoever they choose to love or be in a union with. Thank you.